myself.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome this morning to the School of Healing Virtual Wellness Center this morning. We thank God this morning for just being able to come together again.
Yes.
And share and partake. Jesus. And participate in His Word this morning. Yes. Hallelujah. We thank God for this day.
Yes.
Another day that He has made, that we are here to rejoice and to be glad in it and to hear what thus say the Lord, because we know He's speaking to us. So we want to hear what He hears. We want to hear what He says. We want to see what He sees. Yes. We want to be able to do and know, amen, what it is that God desired this morning on this Resurrection Sunday morning. So we just want to wish all of you a blessed Resurrection Day. This is the day that He got up, according to the historical account. But we thank God that we would not be here. We still be lost, amen, if He did not get up out that grave. Yes, He was crucified. Yes, He died. Yes, He was buried. But my God, things began to work in our favor when He got out the grave. So we thank God for that. Amen. After 3 days, He did what He said. He did what the prophet said. He said, I will rise again. You destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it back up. And it was for our salvation. It was for the price that we were owed, that He was paying for us, so that He might redeem us, reconcile us back to the Father. So here we are this morning, amen, years after, over 2,750 years later, here we are this morning saying, thank you, Lord, for you rose out of the grave, and because you rose, we laid our lives down spiritually, and you raised us back up, and we now walk in, live in the newness of life, awaiting for the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we again might be resurrected with Him into our eternal bodies, our bodies, our spiritual bodies. Amen. And we've been raised spiritually, we shall be raised again because of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we just thank the Lord this morning for being here. Welcome all of you. I am Pastor Lester Hayes here with my lovely wife, Pastor Sharon Hayes, and our special guest this morning, Pastor Eric Davis, here with us this morning. Representing he and his wife, Pastor Phoebe Davis, more of the Conquered Voice of Christ Ministry. And for all of our brothers and sisters out there, truth seekers, prayer warriors, intercessors, those who are concerned and interested in knowing how to build a better life for a better future, amen, so we can be able to take care of ourselves, our whole selves, body, soul, and spirit this morning. By doing what this word instructs us to do, taking this word and treating it, letting it act like, letting it operate and function in us like a medicine to our flesh and marrow to our bones. We're seeking God this morning for more rest. Amen. We want to be able to rest mentally and spiritually and physically and emotionally and sociably and spiritually. And our sensories. We want our sense of smell and taste and sight and hearing. You know, we want feeling, we want all of those to be at rest too, so that the whole person can rest, amen, and be fully revived when we wake up and face another day, because He has sent His word to revive us and to give us life, amen. He sent His word to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, that we don't walk forth in darkness, amen, but in the light as He is the light. So we just have so much this morning to be thankful for. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we now have a case to make. We now have evidence and proof, amen, of our salvation because of what He did on that cross. Amen. And so we give God praise. We give God glory. We give God honor. I will tell you this. There's evidence. There was witnesses. There's accounts that were wrote down, recorded for our learning. That we might know He is no longer in that tomb. He's no longer in that grave. Nobody went there this morning, I pray and hope, looking for Him to be there. Nobody was out on Golgotha trying to see if He's still on that hill. Somebody said, I read something yesterday, listened to a video, and a man was going around with a Bible proclaiming to be Jesus, the return of Jesus. And the people in the little town said that they got together and said, well, we're going to crucify Him and put Him on the cross and then bury Him in a grave and see if He rise again. And they say, he hurry up and change his message. What am I saying? This is no time to be playing games, mind games with people, trying to be something that we're not. Amen. We are alive today because of the resurrection power and life of Jesus Christ. He got up so that we can live and gave us life. So for that, we are glad this morning. Yes, we don't take it for granted. Even now, that's beginning to work like medicine through our flesh and marrow to our bones. Just the good news of the gospel, knowing that our Savior lives. You ask us how we know. We know because He lives inside of us by way of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And He brings these things to our remembrance that we've studied to show ourselves approved unto God as workmen who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Yeah. It's a certain way to divide it. Amen. We have matured and grown and been delivered away from the tradition of men that have made the glorious gospel of no effect. Yes, we did Easter speeches growing up. Yes, we hid Easter eggs growing up. Yes, we went to sunrise services. Yes, we did all those things. We reenacted all those things. Yes, and we're not knocking those things, but we're just saying we don't serve and worship no pagan gods. We don't follow no pagan traditions and rituals and ceremonies. We serve the real, true, living, risen Savior. His name is Jesus. Amen. And we're here to share and to talk about that. Amen. And we start this morning in the school of healing just by activating our minds to think this morning that if He healed us, we are healed. If He saved us, we're saved. And therefore, He is still our praise according to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 14 of the King James Bible. We thank God that Jesus got up out of that grave, just like the prophets foretold, just like the eyewitnesses were there, 500 or more, just like the 12 original apostles were there, just like Paul, who had a strong experience and encounter with him. So we have proof, we have documentation, historical records to say that He is no longer in the tomb, to say that He is no longer on the cross, but He is now risen and He sits at the right hand of the Father as our advocate, high priest, intercessor, forever living, amen, ever living, to stand in the gap for us, amen, to appeal to the Father who is wrong on our behalf this morning. That's what a risen Savior can do. That's proof that He's no longer dead, but He's alive. And because He lives in us, we too have been resurrected, amen, as spiritual men and women, amen. We didn't die physically, but we died spiritually. Amen. And we were brought to life spiritually. We were reconciled back to the Father. And we come this morning to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth in the school of healing. So let's pray this morning. Get our hearts and minds activated for the word of the Lord this morning. Heavenly Father, God Almighty, of blessings, we come before You this morning in the awesome, incredible, amazing name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to confess You as our Lord and Savior, to confess You this morning as God, our healer, our deliverer this morning, the great I am, the risen Savior this morning. And so we just thank You this morning. We praise You this morning for all the benefits, God. We don't forget any of them. The benefits that You restored and gave back to us, Lord God, when You got out that grave, Lord God. Hallelujah. So there is benefits, God. There's a case to be made, Lord God. There's proof we have in the word saying that You did get up. You did arise out of that grave. And because You did, God, You raised us up when we gave our life to You spiritually. Now we sit in those heavenly places with You, Lord God, as we await the second return of Jesus Christ, as You come to redeem Your church up out of the earth, Lord God, in that resurrection time, that for future resurrection, God. So we thank You as we prepare and wait patiently, Lord God, for Your return. Lord God, we just give You praise, glory, and honor this morning, Lord God, for Your word this morning, as we pray this morning for Your will to be done in our lives here on earth as it is in heaven. We pray this morning, Lord God, hallelujah, for our healing this morning. We pray for my healing, my wife, Pastor Sharon's healing, Pastor Eric, Pastor Phoebe, Mother Helen, hallelujah, Miss Gussie Davis, Mr. C.T. Davis. We pray, God, for Minister Biggers' healing. We pray this morning for Deaconess McNair's healing. Brother Hal, God, we ask for a special touch of him this morning. Lord God, as he's in the hospital, Lord God, we just pray that You strengthen Minister Smith, Lord God, her faith, Lord God, her strengthen her physically, give her rest this morning. as we pray, Lord God, this morning in the name of Jesus. Anyone that's on this line, anyone who have access can hear us this morning. We lift them up. We lift their issues up, their problem, their infirmity, their afflictions, yes, oh God, their sickness, their illness, regardless what it be, God. Hallelujah. We know that it's a curse of the law, and we pray that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Lord God, we are the redeemed of the Lord here to say morning, and we're just praying that this morning in our prayers and this morning in our comments, this morning in our teaching, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, oh Lord, our firm and impenetrable rock. And our Redeemer, we give you praise, we give you glory, yes, we give you honor this morning, Lord God. Oh, we will say of the Lord, he's our refuge and our fortress, and in him do we put our trust. Oh, they who dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we're here this morning to say of the Lord, you are our refuge. We have no other God before you, no idols, Lord God. We worship no bondage, no fertility, God, no idols, God. We come against idolatry. We come against the spirit of rebellion, which is such as witchcraft this morning. We bind up and take authority over every evil spirit out there this morning. Every spirit is not of God. We pull down every stronghold this morning. We tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power and works of the adversary this morning. But we just thank you this morning that the devil is under our feet and we tread on him this morning. We thank you this morning. We praise you this morning, for you made a show of him openly. Hallelujah. You spoiled his principalities. And we thank you this morning, God. We thank you that signs and wonders follow us because we believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and demons tremble at your name. And we thank you this morning, Lord. We run to the name of the Lord this morning with urgency this morning, with our prayer petition this morning, making them known to you this morning, because we know you're the God who hears prayers and you answer them and you show us continuously great and mighty things, God, that we don't know, God, but we thank you this morning. We choose to believe and declare, God, based on what we believe, and we don't doubt in our heart the word of God. Therefore, we shall see those things that we believe, Lord God. Hallelujah. So we thank you this morning. We praise you this morning. We put you in remembrance of what you said this morning. You sent your word, God, to heal our disease and to rescue us from destruction. And we are delivered this morning, for your word lives in us. Your word dwells in us. Your word has renewed our minds and sanctified us unto the Lord, because your word is true. And we know the truth, and therefore we've been made free by it. We've been set free by it because your son set us free, and we're free indeed, and we want others to be free because free people, free people. So we send out a message of freedom this morning to liberate, God, wherever your word travels today by the wings of the Spirit, that it'll bring deliverance, oh God. It'll bring salvation, oh God. It'll bring peace and goodwill toward all mankind today, God. We send your word to the four corners of the universe on the wings of your Spirit this morning, Lord God. We thank you for your word, God, functioning in the north, the south, the east, and the west, God, the hedgeways, byways, waterways. God, we just continue to lift up those sick souls that were lost in Baltimore. We pray for the leadership there. They pull together resources, God, to rebuild. Cranes are showing up. Workers are showing up. Recovery experts, divers. God, keep them safe as they go down to recover those last four that remains. Oh, we just give you praise. Thank you for the wisdom of the governor, the mayor, God, that they stand up against all of the racist comments and rhetoric, God, the finger pointing, God, the blame, Lord God. For this is the time to unify and come together, Lord God, and work together to restore that way of life for those people, God. That was livelihood affected, God. But we're praying and looking to you, God, who own the whole world. You own Baltimore. You own that harbor, Lord God. That waterway, it belonged to you, God. 8 million people now without jobs. God, we're praying that you restore, Lord God, that they continue to labor, to work together, Lord God, pool their resources. We thank you for leadership at our president's office, showing some leadership, trying to rally and bring those approval authorities together to give those people what they're asking for to rebuild, Lord God, so that people don't have to go into bankruptcy trying to live because they lost their job, God. We're just praying, God, that you will provide for them as they go through this period. It's going to take a while, God, to rebuild, but give them patience this morning, oh God, and let those prayer warriors and intercessors continue to pray, God, hallelujah, during this critical time, God, where so many lives have been impacted. Confidence strengthen those who lost love loved ones, God. Oh, heal their broken hearts this morning. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God. Oh, God, forgive us, oh, God, of our sins, oh, God. Hallelujah, God, how we sinned against you and against one another and bring healing to the land, God. We as your people cry out and ask this morning. Oh, you said if we ask, we receive. If we seek, we find. If we knock, it shall be opened. Thank you for opening doors for them, Lord God, that no man can open. Thank you for closing doors that no man can close, God. We thank you, God, because you are Jehovah Jireh, their provider, our provider. You provide, oh, Lord God, according to your resources, God, because the whole world is yours. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We're praying for the release of those hostages, God. We're praying for those 12 souls that was lost, oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in the ocean, God, that they were trying to recover supplies and essential that was airdropped upon them, oh Lord God. And Father, we just thank and praise you that they be very careful as those planes are dropping those pallets, oh God, with those resources. And God, we're praying that you touch Mr. Netanyahu, God, that hallelujah, that he'll work with these administrations, these governments, God, that they'll be able to get those trucks through those gates, Lord God, that there'll be a ceasefire in the release of those hostages, God. One man just was there for a year, a journalist. God, we're just praying for him and the other five children to be released and returned back to their families, oh God. Touch Mr. Putin's heart, Lord God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, take the hard-heartedness out, the stiff neckness out, the pride, Lord God, the want to be a dictator, Lord God, an authoritarian, oh God. And God, we pray against all those leaderships and all those presidents and yes, oh God, and that want to pattern their leadership after a dictator, Lord God, and an authoritarian, Lord God. We're praying that you turn the heart of the king, God, in whatsoever way you please, God. And we just pray this morning in the name of Jesus for peace and goodwill, Lord God, on the land, Lord God. For a removal and a breakthrough of the darkness on the earth and the gross darkness on the people, Lord God. Show them some light, Lord God. Show them some light in this dark age, in this dark hour that we're living in, God. Oh, save this unto our generation, God. We're praying for the lost to be saved, the backslider to return back to you, the prodigal sons and daughters to come to their right mind and return back to their first love, Lord God. Oh, God, we're praying that sons will turn back to the father and fathers to the sons, Lord God. Mothers to the daughters and daughters to the mother. Restore marriages today, God. We're just praying in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in every church service today. Let there be an outpouring of the Spirit of God on all flesh, God, that our sons and daughters will prophesy. And old men will dream days, and young people will see visions, oh God, today. Let this be the day of salvation unto the Lord. Let the preacher from every pulpit, Lord God, let them pray and let them preach, God. The word of God to the people of God and testify of the mysteries. Let them unveil the truth today that the people may know the truth and the truth make them free. As we pray this morning, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is your kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Lord, I pray you bring peace to Pastor Phoebe today. Let her receive the care that she needs. Surround her today, God, with your holy protective angels. And God, just let her get the best service, the best treatment, God, because she's royalty. God, we place her under your divine care today in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise and glory. Now, be with us today in our resurrection service, God. Make way for those who are traveling near and far to be with us today. And God, we're claiming a glorious time in the Lord today. And it starts right now in School of Healing. Now, Holy Ghost, lead, guide, and direct us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise God, praise God. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome this morning. Again, I am Pastor Lester Hayes with my lovely wife, Pastor Sharon Hayes. Special guest this morning here with us, I'm under the same roof. Pastor Eric Davis here to represent him and his wife, Pastor Phoebe Davis, and More Than Conquerors Warrior for Christ Ministry. We're all one united, non-denominational ministry, and we've been mandated by God a few years back to start School of Healing to share from the Word of God, God's perspective on areas that we've been building on for a couple of years now of optimal overall wellness. And we are this year building on building a better life for a better future. And we use the Word of God, this rich volume of the book of nothing but spiritual medicine, spiritual nourishment, to allow us to be successful in those areas. But we have to look into the perfect law of liberty, and we have to continue in the word if we plan to have success and good success. Pastor Sharon told us yesterday in the comments, she said the best success, the best life. Come on, that's what God is planning for us. And sometimes we become busybody workaholics and we don't get the proper rest. One thing about this unique, wonderful finger work of God, this body that was wonderfully and fearfully made, we are the guilty parties of abusing it sometimes.
That's right.
We don't get the proper rest. We don't eat the right food. We wear down. We burn out. You know, we stress out. And sometimes these organs and these internal, they shut down on us. Amen. And sometimes we lose our mental capacity to focus on life around us, on our own lives. And sometimes we just rest be the last thing on our list to do.
That's right.
We have this long laundry list of what to do, things to do, and we do those things, but we don't build in the rest plan until things start to shut down and break down, and then we realize I've done too much, I've gone too far. And then we start second guessing, and now we think we don't know what to think. We don't know what's going on because we're so accustomed to doing things. We're so accustomed to getting things done. But there's rest to be had. Amen. And so God wants us to have rest. God wants us to be able to be successful in building a better life, the best life we can while we're here on this planet. And we use the word of God to instruct us, to tell us how to do it. Amen. And so this morning, you know, we want to just preface the message today. As we said before in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28 through verse 30, where the Lord invites us to take up his yoke. He said, come unto me, all you that are heavy labored and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You know, take up my yoke and learn of me. You know, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. You know, and so that's how we're going to have the best life that we can possibly have. Amen. And Jeremiah helps us out. He says, look, he prophesied. He struggled. He had a problem. He was so busy trying to get away. He didn't want to continue to preach because people was giving him a hard time and he had no rest, no peace of mind. But he shut it down long enough to hear the Lord saying, Jeremiah, I called you in your mother's womb. And he said, my God, that word was found and I did eat them. And they became joy and rejoice into my heart. Amen. So we want to pick up our study this morning on this Sunday morning.
Yes.
Amen. To just pick that theme up. Subject on how to nurture our current need for the rest. And I'm talking about rest of and for our body, our soul, and our spirit, that whole man, that whole woman, that whole person for a better life or the best life that we could possibly carve out of this life that will lead to a better future.
Come on,
that's the message this morning. I want to start this morning by developing and tailoring our own selves with telling us how we got to have a self-care plan sometime for that rest.
That's right.
We depend on God. We ask God, who is the Prince of Peace, who told us to keep our mind stayed on him and will be kept in perfect peace. We know that's in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 3, King James Bible. We draw so much strength from that verse. We use that verse. We constantly medicate ourselves with that verse. This is part of our self-care plan. What we're doing every morning when we get up at 6 a.m., every Sunday morning, you know, when we get up at 6 o'clock, School of Healing, when we come back at 11 o'clock for our worship service, this is our self-care plan. And then we try to go to the best restaurants with the best reputation, you know, like 5 stars, you know, got them excellent ratings. We don't just want to go eat junk like we used to, but we want to try to pick out the best food for the best restaurants. We do our research. We want to know what the ratings are. You know, we check the place out and we go in there. We don't just put anything in our body. They bring the food. If it ain't right, we kind of politely let them know and they'll go back and cook it some more. They'll go back and change it and bring us something else if it tastes old. All these are part of our self-care plan.
That's right.
We're more cognizant. We're more aware. We're more visible these days. We don't just grab it and chuck it in our mouth. No, we say grace over it. We bless it. Amen. We bring a spiritual element into it. We take authority over any virus, disease, you know, anything that can cause us harm. We give thanks unto the Lord before we put it in our bodies, in our mouth. So that's part of our self-care plan for a better life, for a better future and it's part of how we rest. Amen. We have a self-care plan for rest, for dieting, for, you know, even we go to the wider workout, we wipe down everything. We don't go in there and just jump on the machine. We wipe down everything. When we finish, we wipe it down so we don't spread nothing to the next person. So it's a self-care plan that we take with us everywhere we go and everything we do on our jobs. We pray over it. We anoint the offices we work in. We anoint the building. We anoint the desk. Even our house, man, we anointed this house before we moved in here. Every window, every door. I walked around this place with my little finger and touched everything, buying up anything. Amen. Because there were people that had been in this place, model home before we moved in here. I walked through here and we prayed in here. We sanctified this place and we declare that's for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. And anybody come over the threshold and enter in, amen, they're going to encounter the presence of God. And no evil spirit or anything that's not of God will come across that threshold. Amen. So we give God praise for our self-care plan, for rest, and for living. Amen. To nurture and meets our current need. That's the point I want to make. Everything we're doing right now, number one, it meets our current need. And we need to be nourished spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, occupationally. We need that. We'll go insane worrying about all of this stuff. We'll stress out. We'll break down. And we don't want to reach burnout. So we want to have a self-care plan that we can implement. And then we take all of that on our list and we lift it before God as a petition. And we pray. And we try to put him in remembrance of what he said. Because we have all these benefits. We have all these precious promises to be able to help us to carve out the best life possible while we're here on this earth. The word nurtures us and it helps meet our current need. We got to take it though and learn of it, like he said. I was reading, I'm a mental health counselor by profession, school training and everything. And we have family members that are the same. We have people that understand the medical community. My wife's a nurse. Amen. And we have Pastor Eric. He's a school teacher working with young kids and middle school, so he get to deal with all these different personalities and mood swings. You know, his wife has a nursing background. She also drives the bus, so she get to see all of these different personalities he pick. So we have a lot of experience in dealing with people, dealing with their mood swings. Some of us have had personal experiences ourselves where we realized I wasn't thinking, I wasn't recalling, I wasn't remembering. We all been under stress before. We've all had to deal with these things where it made us sluggish. We couldn't function like we used to, like we consistently do. And so I went to I always like to go and check out if there's any scholarly data out there, any peer-reviewed studies out there, because there are some wonderful people out there, psychiatrists, psychologists. I have had some of them to do assessments on me and to evaluate me. I was evaluated a few years back at 70% PTSD. And I remember the psychiatrist telling me, oh, you got it bad. You're just not dangerous. You know, but I can tell, you know, after a series of questions and assessments. And I said, amen, praise the Lord. Now I'm thinking I'm in my right mind all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's the way we should think, because the Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, the King James Bible, as a man thinketh, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so we can determine sometimes outcomes by the way we think. We can determine the quality of our mind by what we think, what we put in it. And we constantly want to renew our mind with the things of God. We don't want to conform to the things of this world, but we want to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And we always say, let the mind of Christ be also in me. You know, that's in the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 of the King James Bible. We let our thoughts come in agreement with God's will. This is how we deal with PTSD. This is how we deal with insanity. This is how we deal with the high things that try to come in and exalt themselves above the knowledge of God. Yes. We replace them with the thoughts that we want. Amen. Amen. We control how we respond to situations and circumstances. One thing we don't respond to is like we used to always say, under the circumstances, under the situation, you know. We're no longer living under there. God has bought us out. He found us there. Right. He raised us up. That resurrection power came and raised us up from there. And he took all them old things away, old thinking away. He renewed our mind. Amen. And today, you know, we feed our mind, we nourish our mind with the word of God so we can think clearly, we can be well informed, we can know the truth, and we can be free, body, soul, spirit, mind, life. You know, God has provided everything that we need. So I turned to some research data that was done from a female doctor, very powerful, what she studied, and this is her profession. And so she's a psychiatrist. Her name is Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith. And so I'm going to share a little bit of some of the things that I read about some of her research. It's amazing sometimes how God gives you things, but sometimes he'll show you that I didn't only give it to you. There are others out there I gave it to too. Because God, go see a doctor, go see a psychiatrist, go see a specialist. I got several. I got a urologist, I got an oncologist, you know, I got a primary care doctor, you know, in one place. I got another one in VA. And we utilize these resources. We're not afraid of doctors. We don't look to them to heal us, but we look to them for diagnosis, imaging, and scans and things. They can look inside the bodies and let us see the x-rays and whatnot and go over and explain those things, break those things down for us so we know what's going on the inside. And so I draw sometimes wisdom from a lot of these people. But it's amazing that when God gave me this about building that better life for a better future, when he gave me this about the body, the soul, and the spirit, and our physical life, you know, our hearts, you know, how we are framed together, wonderfully and fearfully made.
Yes.
And I had no idea when I began to research some key words, I would find this lady, this doctor, board certified internal medicine physician, award-winning author. You know, she has several books. You know, she is board certified internal medicine physician. She's a speaker, public speaker. She shares her wisdom, her learning, and her experience. She's an award-winning author, as I said. You know, she's internationally well-known, thought-of leader. She's featured in many media outlets, including Prevention, MSNBC, Women's Day, Fox News, Fast Company, Psychology Today, Inc., you know, CNN, Health, and TED.com. She is the author of numerous books, including her bestseller, Sacred Rest. That's a new one. I read, I was like, man, Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy, Restore Your Sanity, including insight on the 7 types of rest needed to optimize your productivity, increase your overall happiness, overcome burnout, and live your best life. Now, that's amazing. I hadn't read this until last night. Pastor Sharon used that same word yesterday in her comments, best rest. And then I go and read this last night, and I'm saying, I got to put this in my notes, but this is where we at. So over 250,000 people have discovered their personal rest deficits using her free assessment at restquiz.com. She has pointed out to us that we've confused self-care and pampering, thinking that they're the same thing. There's nothing wrong with pampering, she says. Sometimes we tell people, go ahead and cry your eyes out. Go ahead and get it all out. Go ahead and talk about it. Don't let it build up inside. But none of those methods, she said, are actually self-care. Those are just reactions in the physical person. You know, we remember our personality, our emotions. This is why we have to have our soul saved. Get up out of that stuff. That's where the pampering is at. That's, you know, that's where the brokenness comes down in there. And without the Spirit of God, our souls don't know how to handle those situations. It doesn't have the intellect until we get it saved of all of those old things that get passed away. But we got to put something new in there. Or we'll go right back to that same old pit, that same old way of doing things. And that's insanity. If we're not fulfilling all of our rest needs, those experiences won't even actually be restful to us. Those things we just talked about. She believes that the real self-care is nurturing our current needs. And we just talked about what they are. We might need to rest mentally or to connect with our friends, certain friends, not just anybody, or to be vulnerable with our emotions. Don't be afraid to admit, I'm struggling right now. I'm having a problem right now. Don't start pointing fingers. Don't start blaming everybody. Don't start going crazy with rebuking demons and devils and casting out everything. You be done cast your own ability to think out. But you can cast down some thoughts that try to exalt themselves. Our needs are often rooted in the types of rest and what we are lacking. Okay? What rest really means. Okay? So if rest isn't sleep or traditional self-care methods, what is it? Okay? She says it helps to first understand what this doctor has experienced, what it is not. Let's eliminate what it's not. Okay, she said that rest isn't a vacation, even though we take them to kind of get away. But what do we do when we're on vacation? Work just as hard as if we were not on vacation, or a one-time thing. We should have vacation times, sabbaticals built in, but we should have a plan how we're going to spend them. I don't want to go on vacation and work the whole time we're on vacation and miss my job on the phone calling back. Hey, what y'all doing? Hey, how's it going? Are them calling you? Put your phone on, you know, out of town. Don't call me for the next 2 weeks. You're going to rest. She pointed out that we often think rest is mainly about vacations or stopping, but we can equate rest to stopping. We're setting ourselves up for failure. If that's all it is to us, that time out. There are seasons of life where there is no space to stop, where there is always something going on. A vacation might give us a temporary reprieve, but this doctor thinks of this as if she just stopped the bleeding of a patient in the ER. You know, that's how she assesses it. That's how she sees it. And yes, you can physically do those things, but how does that impact the patient? How does that impact you if you're the patient? You know, what is your self-care plan for yourself? Sometimes we get so busy into helping people that we begin to take on their problems, their burden, their weight, when I need help myself. You know, so it all starts with me. What's my self-care plan? How do I stop my own bleeding? Okay? She said, it's not just about escaping the problem. I got to face it and deal with it. You know, find out what is my deficit. Because sometimes somebody else's deficit, I take it on as my deficit. And sometimes I'm not as strong as I thought I was.
That's right.
Because I'm not designed a lot of times, or in the season I'm in, to carry nobody's weight but my own. You know? And that's why the Lord says sometimes cast it aside, every weight and sin that so easy to beset you. Don't let it become a deficit for you. We were saying the other day that we don't get to pick and choose our classroom. Life and all the turns and stop signs, that's our classroom. We didn't pick it. God chose it for us because he's the instructor. He's the teacher. He's the one that's going to learn us. He's got the Holy Spirit to help us to get through, though. Right? And so, you know, we just got to know what our deficits are. We got to know, you know, what is it? How are we being attacked? Okay? You know, if we're going to be able to get back into a healthy level, I got to identify what the problem is. Is it my thinking? Is it my feelings? You know, is it my trauma? Is it my drama? Or is it coming from outside forces? You know, because we know devil man shoot them fiery darts.
That's right.
Sometimes he shoot multiple ones. Sometimes he shoot one. Sometimes it come from loved ones. Sometimes it comes from friends. Sometimes it comes from bosses or employees or industries. Sometimes it just comes from go the waiter at the restaurant. You know what I'm saying? The person driving next to me in their lane want to rush over into my lane. You know, you have all these things, you know, that come in and impact our rest. Rest isn't about, like I say, stopping or just escaping. I got to make sure I got the right mindset to handle these deficits, to handle these things. This is why we nurture our mind with the Word of God. We build up our thought capacity so we'll be able to deal with these things when they pop up. This is all, again, stems back to my self-awareness, my self-care plan, so that I won't be lacking in these different areas of rest. But I understand my own need before I try to help meet somebody else's need. Mm. Most of the time, we're so qualified to meet others' need till we neglect our own need, you know? But we're getting back to these to these basics. Amen? And so sometimes I like stretching in the morning. You know, that's physical. You know, do it help us to get physical rest? You better believe it. You know, so all these things are part of the self-care, you know, to get you started. We talked about that physical rest, and I'll touch on it just a little bit. You know, the seven types we talk about is physical rest, mental rest, emotional, social, sensory rest. And she had another one to the list that I thought was awesome. Creative rest. We can create rest for ourselves. We got to build it in, but I have to know what my deficits are. I have to know where I need to build myself up and strengthen myself. Now, we've been dealing with the whole man, whole woman concept, the body, the soul, and the spirit. But what about the rest of my life? You know, what can I create? You know what I'm saying? As a part of my own personalized, tailored to me, my need for the life I'm living in, the time I'm living in, you know, we always say for such a time as this, when we're managing and having to deal with four more challenges than we have in the past. It's like things have amped up. And so we want to be able to protect that physical rest, mental rest, emotional rest, social rest, spiritual rest, and sensory rest, and now add to it creative rest. We take all of these others we just talked about and we merge them together. And we go and we look at the word and we say, okay, now how can I use the word of God to help me? Take it and learn. You know, in the book of Psalms, chapter 46, verse 10 of the King James Bible, it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathens and I will be exalted in the earth. That's what God wants for us. See, the word of God, it causes us to rise above these challenges. That's why we said in the beginning, intro, why are we under situation and circumstance? Why do we even think that way? Why do we even say that? We're saved now. We've been bought from underneath and we've been placed above. Okay? We are above. We're never beneath anymore. We are now above. We are now transferred out of the kingdom of darkness, which was underneath, you know? And we've been placed into the kingdom of his dear son. You know, we seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We don't fight underneath for the victory. We fight from above the spiritual fight with spiritual weapons from the position of victory.
Yes.
The Lord said, God said, I've given you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, the King James Bible. Going to be part of our message later on today. You know? And so we have to know where we are positioned at spiritually, so that spiritually, if we understand spiritually, it doesn't matter where we are physically or naturally, okay? Because we're always thinking we're somewhere else spiritually. We're on top and Satan is underneath.
Yes.
And we treading upon him and of all the powers and works of the adversary. You know, we read that over in the book of Luke chapter 10, I think it's verse 19. So it's all scripted for our benefit.
But I
love what David discovered. And we know David's history in the book of Psalm chapter 46, verse 10 of the King James Bible. He said, just be still. Don't freak out. Be still and gather your thoughts. Be still and think about your self-care plan. Think about what you learned before you went out here and faced this world that you were going to do today. And as those high things start challenging you, coming, trying to affect your thinking, change your mind. Hey, you spent time on the prayer line. You spent time getting some word. You got to take it and hide it in your heart that you might not sin against God when you go out the door and you face the world and the first challenge comes. Remember your self-care plan. This is the time you got to let it kick in. This is the time you got to utilize it and apply it. God gave us wisdom for the day so we can discern between what is right and what is wrong, what's going on out there.
Yes,
discerning all these evil, these things, and then making a well-informed decision as I go forth. I'm not just rushing out there blind, just taking on stuff. First time somebody, and I jump back into my old self. I'm ready to argue. I'm ready to get the last word. I'm ready, as we say, lay down my religion, what old folks used to say. And some of their children, they do the same thing. I have them moments where I think about what mama would have did. You know, you better be glad my mama, you know, think like that. You know, then you catch yourself and say, boy, I got some ways like my mama, you know. And so, but David says, pause for a minute, be still. Paul, think about, you know, you got the victory. You know, you choose how you're going to respond. It's not what they do to you. It's how you respond to it that determines the outcome. You know, we want it to be victory. We want it to be win-win for everybody. And over in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 25, the King James Bible, Jeremiah prophesied this. For I have saturated the weary soul, my soul when it was weary, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Yes. So that means I had to replenish and saturate my soul so that the ones I went in, run into out there, is I don't take on their problem, but I help replenish their weary soul with something good. So if it was good for me, it tasted good for me, don't you think it'll be good and taste good for someone else? But I got to show how good it was for me.
Thank you.
You know? So I don't walk around looking like I lost, I'm bankrupt spiritually and think somebody's gonna listen to me and I'm gonna cheer them up. No, we show ourselves friendly.
We show ourselves.
You know, we let our light so shine like a city on a hill that men can see our good works and they too will glorify our Father which is in heaven. You know? And so he goes on to say in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 28 to 31, the King James Bible, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not. So we said we're going to do what he did. We can't faint in well doing. You know, he fainteth not, neither is weary. I can't be weary. I'm going to run and not be weary. I'm going to walk and not faint. Why? Because we're going to mount up with wings as eagles. You know, run and not be weary. So we're doing what Jesus said he did in greater works. He said, there is no searching of his understanding, you know. This is why we ask him to give us understanding. If I try to use my own understanding, lean to my own understanding, and I'm denying God from directing my path in every situation. So I'm just doing what I think is right, you know. But if I haven't renewed my mind, my thinking ain't going to be right, so what I do ain't going to be right. Right? You know? And so he said, he giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. Verse 30 of the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, he said this, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail.
Yes,
but as long as they got some help, we can help them get back up. The time to help them is when we training them up.
Come on.
So that when they get old and they start to, they won't depart from it. That's why we still here. They took us, parents took us for they could take us, but they couldn't take us where they never been. But we've been, we going there now.
Come on.
We take what we did learn, we use it, and God adds more to it because he's a God of increase. You know, they couldn't teach us what they never learned. But he's teaching us now what they didn't learn, we're learning.
Thank you, Lord.
So he says in verse 31, but they, there's that they. We that they today.
Yes, we are.
But they, but we today that wait upon the Lord shall renew, it says, their strength, our strength, that they shall mount up with wings, that we shall mount up with wings. I'm going to personalize this as eagles. And it says, they shall run, so we shall run and not be weary.
Come on.
And they, and I want to say we, shall walk and not faint. So, you know, it's all right there. For the best life we could possibly build, we have to use the word of God that's been given to us. And so we thank the Lord this morning.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, for what we've learned in School of Healing this morning, how to nurture our current need for the rest of our body, our soul, and our spirit for the better life, or the best life that will lead us to a better future. And so we thank this great doctor for her research and what she has given us. Now we know a little bit more about what it means to rest. And we're talking about mental rest, physical rest, emotional rest, social rest, and sensory rest. Also creative rest now.
That's right.
So we're gonna implement our. So a lot of us have a care plan. We have a self-care plan. Amen. But we can work on it. We can add more things to it.
That's
we
right.
can take from the knowledge we've learned and gained this morning, and we can say, okay, I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna pay more attention to this. I'm gonna be more aware and alert of this. I'm gonna be more mindful and watchful around me, people around me. I'm gonna be very careful how I respond to people.
That's
I'm
right.
Be very careful how I let people respond to me,
right.
things they say to me. Sometimes it's good to separate yourself. Sometimes it's good to just keep focused and look, I'm sorry, but I gotta go. And move on. So, Father, we thank you.
Thank
we praise you,
Jesus.
Lord God, for what we've learned, what we've heard this morning. We thank you now, God, that we can go forth because we are armed with this information and create a better care plan for ourselves
yes.
that we can have the best life that we possibly can carve out
That's right.
and create and develop for ourselves, God, because we're learning from others, God. We're learning from their research, from their studies, Lord God, from their practices, oh God, their professions, Lord God, that we can add to the things that we know you've already given us, you've already departed and imparted in us, God, for our own growth and development because you want us to mature. God, and when you see us growing and maturing, you begin to give increase in other areas in our life that we might continue, Lord God, to have peace of mind, that we continue to rest in these areas that we're talking about, these seven areas of rest, God, so that our bodies, our lives, our souls, our spirits can function properly in this world that we live in. So we give you all the praise and glory and honor. Now let us seal this word
yes,
in our hearts.
Yes.
Keep it there, Lord. Hide it there that we might not sin against you
yes.
as we face tomorrow, as we face this day. We give you praise, glory, and honor for it now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right, well, we're going to move right into comments this morning. We'll begin with Pastor Sharon and followed by Pastor Eric, who is here with us today. Pastor Sharon.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Lester, for the teaching this morning.
Yes,
well, you know, being
good.
Willing to sit still and hear the Lord. And that's one of the ways we come into this spiritual realm.
Right.
It seems like when we sit before the Lord, I know for me, it seemed like time stops. And I'm just in a mood of receiving from God. Now, let me tell you, sometimes we might get going and trying to keep up with life so fast that it's hard for us to rest. But I'm telling you, when I go before God, I ask him, help me to clear my mind. Help me to rest in different situations
yes.
so I don't let them worry me. Sometimes you got to talk yourself through this. And, you know, I say scriptures to myself. Let
Amen.
The mind of Christ Jesus also be in me. I quote that God is guarding my heart and my mind through Christ Jesus. It is just different things we have to use. And that God gave us his word. We can use the word of God. We can speak it over ourselves. I don't have to wait on the preacher. It might be Monday, and I'm not going to be back in church to Wednesday or to Sunday. I can't
right.
wait that long. I
Come
need
on,
some
Pastor.
Help, and I need it now.
Yes,
and I know
yes.
where my help comes from.
That's right.
It comes from the Lord.
Yes.
So I think this is one of the greatest subjects
yes,
we can
sir.
Be on now to help us with self-maintenance of our own selves, of our own spirit, our own body, our own mind. And you know what? If we're not healthy, we can't help anybody else
right.
with it that way.
That's right.
We got to get our heads cleared, our
yes,
hearts
yes,
cleared.
Yes, yes.
But let's do it in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor. Good word this morning.
All right, all right. Pastor Harry.
Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. That's a wonderful teaching this morning on the School of Healing Virtual Wellness Center as we're learning to build a better life for a better future for ultimate overall wellness. And, you know, as you're teaching, you know, we have to do a self-check. You know, we have to make sure we examine ourselves because
mm-hmm.
we can't be affected, you know, fighting this spiritual warfare if we're not taking that time out to allow God to restore, you know, restore our bodies, restore our minds.
Yes.
You know, me, you know, being in the military, retired 22 years, you know, did drill sergeant, you know, seen things in life, you know, with people and
mm-hmm.
not just physical, but more spiritual and how, you know, Remember back when my commanders, you know, you look to them, you know, to give you, you know, give you the guidance, give you the leadership and the motivation. But, you know, you can look deep down inside and see that, you know, they needed some rest, you know. In the military, and when you've been on the battlefield, they called it, you know, back in Vietnam, they called it the 1,000-meter stare. When you, you know, you're being so fatigued and just worn out, you know, you just, your body just, it's just like a stare. And I can remember walking around and doing 25-mile road march in Hawaii in Schofield Barracks. And we started about 7 o'clock that morning, and we walked all the way to 11 o'clock the next day. And, you know, when you're walking like that and your body is tired, you haven't gotten any sleep, you start having sleep deprivation, you start thinking your things are moving. And I remember the trees seemed like they was moving, and I'm hearing these unknown voices, you know. But that was, you know, afterward, it was the time to get the rest. But I say that because we can get so prideful, you know, that we can come into a place where we think that we don't need no rest, you know. We can't be effective in ministry if we don't get the proper rest, you know. We, like you said, you know, we gotta have creative rest, you know. And you mentioned about, you know, people, you know, pay a lot of money to go to, you know, Hawaii and, you know, Jamaica, you know, and go to these different places. But, you know, when it's all said and done, like you said, you know, people still be working. They take their laptop, they take their phone, you know, they got their phone while they next to on the beach out there, blazing in the sun. They got the phone next to them and they doing TikTok. They sending messages back to their family. You know, here I am, this is what I'm doing right now, but still they're not getting no rest. Or they just running all over the place, scattered brain, all over the place, going to revivals and conferences and just ain't getting no rest. You know, you go to the hotel, you get about 10, 15 minutes of good sleep and nap, then you come back, you got to get back up because they're going to have the next service at like 5 services in one day, and you got different classes that you got to go through. And by the time you come back, you all worn out. You're like, my God, you know, I just pretty much just wasted 2 weeks vacation time. And I got to come back, you know, go to work, and I got still other things that is going on. I didn't get that time to rest my body. But you know, I love how you know, we always go to the scripture, you know, for it is written, and the word is what gives us the strength to be able to carry on our daily life. You know, you said we want to have self-care plan to meet the needs of our body. Our bodies need rest. Our body, our soul need rest. You know, we have to pull down these things, these high things and these imagination that try to exalt itself against the knowledge of God and bring it back to the captivity, to the obedience of Jesus Christ. You know, those thoughts, you know, if you're not getting the proper rest, those thoughts can overtake you and you can wear yourself out where you can just crash and burn. You don't even know what day it is. You don't know who the president of the United States is. You don't even know how to spell dog and cat because your mind is being so overloaded or burned out, just like a computer. You know, you can put so much on a computer, but there has to be a time where it has to be downsized, it has to be cleaned out, it has to be sanitized. You know, like you said, these bodies are a working machine. You know, we got so much that's in the world with toxin and contamination, you know, antibiotics and steroids and all kinds of stuff they inject into the meat and into the vegetables to try to make sure it lasts a lot longer on the shelf life. And those things get inside of our body. And along with that, you got, you know, stress of the world. You know, Jesus told us, don't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow has its own worry, you know. And we have to make sure that we self-care ourselves, you know, so that we can be effective, so we can be functional. You know, I love the scripture that you gave, and I love it because it's what we be preaching and teaching about in the book of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30, verse 29. I go back to 29, then I read the 31. But he said, he give power to the faint and to them. This coming out of the King James Bible. He give power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increased strength. You know, we look to God for our strength. He gives the power to the faint. When there's a time when we know, like, wow, you know, I don't even know what happened. You know, that's when God is giving us the power, you know, yes. Because he said, faint not, you know, like, you know, we continue to look to God, you know, and no might, he increased strength. God is the one that gives us the strength. That's why we always reflect back to where for it is written, you know, we search the scriptures, you know, the soul of man is being fed. And he said, even the youth, you know, we look at the youth, we look at this young generation. And a lot of them think that, you know, I got time, you know, you know, it's just not my time yet. Yes. You know, I got to be me. I got to do me. I got to do what I got to do. I got to be on my sabbatical. You know, I got to take it on the world. And he said, even a youth shall faint and be weary. Right. And the young men shall what? Utterly fall. You know, we got these professional athletes out there, you know, and they got these track stars out there. They get burned out because they get so much caught in. I gotta please everyone, you know. I gotta make sure I make my quota, you know. Just burning themselves
out. Ain't eating right, ain't sleeping right.
Not eating right, not sleeping right when they first started.